A Change for the Better by Susan Hill.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Why, today is the 22nd of November, said Mrs. Deirdre Fount to her mother, Mrs. Winifred Oddicott, as they passed by the Prince of Wales Hotel. Now you surely cannot have forgotten what happens today. Mrs. Winifred Oddicott lowered her head against the east wind, but said nothing. Today the carpenters return home. How exciting, and what a lot they will have to tell us all. I am sure I can scarcely wait. Are we expecting to see them, then? Has something been planned? Oh, we are sure to see them, Mother. They will come into the shop, or we shall meet somewhere, or perhaps I might... Yes? Oh, well, but anyway, she is sure to come into the shop, as I have said. Yes, it is all very exciting. Mrs. Oddicott looked sideways at her only daughter, a sharp, curious look. Clearly, you have been thinking a good deal about the carpenters, she said. When I had, I must confess, quite forgotten about them. They do not interest me at all. They can scarcely be called friends of ours. But I see that for you their doings hold a great fascination. No, no, but it is something to think of, something new, an event. We need...